The other day, the children and I were spending a quiet afternoon at home. Tom and Jane were playing with their trains. Little sister Rose kept getting in their way. Rose is really too young to know how to do things with other people.
She's always doing that.
What's the baby crying about, Pop?
He's hungry. Mother's giving him his bottle.
I'm hungry, too. I want to eat.
Well, dinner isn't ready yet, Rose. You'll have to wait like we all do.
Why can't baby wait like we do?
Oh, he hardly knows we exist. He can't worry about doing things with us.
He doesn't know what trains are.
Now, Rose knows a lot more than baby brother. She knows what trains are, but she doesn't know how to run them.
You're not much better at our games. Lots of times you don't even know the rules.
Why do we have so many rules, Daddy? Even ones you don't know.
Too many rules.
Well, sometimes we do have rules we don't need. But for everything we do together, we have to have some rules.
Well, we don't always have rules.
Sure, sometimes we just go ahead and play.
Sometimes it seems like that, Tom. But that wasn't so in that game of hide and seek we had with your friend.
Oh, that funny game?
Yeah, that funny game.
Having a way to do things means having a rule. And we had to have a way of choosing someone to be it. We only had fun playing together when we all followed the same rules. All except Rose. She's too young to understand the rules, so we had to let her play as she pleased. Rules are just ways of doing things together. When we understand rules and agree to them, that we have the most fun. That's why when Tom tried to help me, he was spoiling the game for Ronnie, and for the rest of us, too. We told him if he wanted to play, he had to stick to the rules we all agreed on. So you see, we didn't just go ahead and play. We had to follow the rules of the game. Of course, there's more to playing the game than just following the rules. Sometimes we had to make up new rules for new situations. We found that out when Ronnie tricked me into thinking someone was near the garage. The joke was on me, and I thought it was pretty clever. But your friend who was caught didn't think so. Everyone had his own opinion, and we couldn't agree. Some of us thought it was a fair trick at first. After talking it over, though, we all agreed it wouldn't be fair to anyone who was hiding where the stone fell. So we made a new rule, that we couldn't throw stones. And sometimes we have to change our old rules. You remember how angry you got, Tom, when Jane ran into the street. We had a rule against it because cars going by made it dangerous. Jane said we didn't need that rule because the street was closed and there were no cars. She said the rule was good when the street was open, but when things change, the rules have to be changed to fit. When we saw it was safe to run there, we agreed with Jane. We knew we could change the rule as long as the street was closed. Only Rose kept insisting that we couldn't change rules. That's because she's too young to understand. People who understand rules know that they can change them. You see, when we play, it may seem as if we're just running around, but in games or anything else we do with other people, we have to agree on rules and understand them. We have to make new rules for new situations, and we have to change old rules when they aren't good anymore.
Silly.
In the game, we needed lots of rules in order to play. As we grow older, we don't just run our own ways.
Sure, we can't have games without rules. But why do we have rules about so many other things?
The same reason we have rules in games, so we can get things done.
It's something like this locomotive needing a track. A rule is a kind of a track to get us someplace.
Well, in some ways.
We have safety rules for getting across the street, and they help us get where we want to go, just like tracks help a train. We have to have laws so we can all get where we want to go. Like stopping for a red light to let others pass. We agree on ways of doing things together that will be fair to all of us. Otherwise, we wouldn't get anywhere. Yes, Tommy, a rule is a kind of a track to help us get where we want to go. But people aren't trains. People make the tracks they follow. And the laws we make are just like the rules you made in the game. We hadn't agreed on what to do about throwing stones. And the game couldn't go on until we did agree. When we all had our say, we were able to find a way that would be fair to everyone. That's the way we get good rules and good laws. Do you remember the traffic jams we used to have on Charles Street? Our town was growing fast. So much traffic was going in different directions that there was always a jam. Sometimes it would take forever to get through town. Well, we people had to do something about it. And just like you got together in the game, we got together at a town meeting and said what we thought should be done. Mr. Harris thought we could have a policeman at the corner. A lot of us disagreed. And just like in the game, it's only when we get up and talk that our interests are represented. Mr. Johnson suggested we make a rule that traffic could go only one way on Charles Street. After he finished talking, we voted. And most of us agreed with Mr. Johnson. Well, we made Charles Street a one-way street and cleared the traffic. You see, laws are the rules that people make and then live by. And we all want to have a say about how we live. All over the country, we live in different ways and work at different jobs. We have our own needs and our own problems. There are too many thousands and millions of us to go to a meeting. So in order to make sure that we can all have our say, we have the right to vote for representatives, people who will speak up for us. We send them to Congress to make the laws we want. I remember when the river used to flood its banks every spring. A lot of people lost their homes. Everybody nearby did what he could. But that didn't stop the river. For 1,000 miles in 12 states, it flooded the countryside. The job was too big for cities or even whole states. Congress had to do something about it. Through our representatives, we decided that what we needed was a series of dams to hold back the waters. That took a lot of planning. Because we had to figure out what was best for all the people living by the river in all the states. Well, we built the dams and the river was tamed. People needed the dams and they made laws to get them. We know that laws don't come from nowhere. People have to make them for themselves. As we do in Congress, or in our town meetings, and as you do in your games. That's why we have to change laws, the same way you had to change the rules in the game. The rules don't change by themselves. When the street was closed, you had to change the rules to fit. And people have to change laws so they'll fit. For instance, a long time ago, our town was peaceful and the air was clean. We had a law that factories with big smoky chimneys had to be built on the other side of the river, so the dirt and soot wouldn't get to the town. That worked for a while, but as time passed, more factories came, and more, and even more, until finally the air wasn't fit to breathe. The old law wasn't good anymore, so we changed it. We made a law against letting chimneys pour out dirt and dust-laden smoke. We had to change the old law and make a new one, so we could live a better life in a cleaner city. In the old days, things were a lot different. Because life was simpler, laws were simpler. But today, we need different laws for different conditions.
I want to make laws.
Yes, why can't we change laws? Everyone tells us what to do.
Well, that's because enough of what we need and of what other people need. And things you do understand, you do follow. When you're grown up, you'll have a share in making laws.
And we'll probably change a lot of them.
Well, if you speak up for your own needs and understand other people's rights, you'll make good laws.